along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Yippee-ki-yi-yo, get along, you little doggies. You know that the ferry will be your new home.
Close on the heels of the gold rush in 1849 followed crime and lawlessness. Bandits and outlaws murdered honest miners for their gold. Years later, mining companies organized, but to some extent the evil still persisted until finally the ever-reliable United States Marshals were asked to enlist in the miners' war on crime. We move now to a mining town in New Mexico and join Lightning Jim Whipple and Whitey Larson in the office of the Aztec Mining Company. Lane Prentice, the company's express manager, is reading a letter Lightning has given him from the Attorney General in Washington.
Hmm. Well, it says in this letter that you boys have been assigned to track down the vermin that's been murdering our guards and stealing our gold. When you figuring to start, Marshal?
Just as soon as Lighty here can water the horses, while I get the lowdown on these thieving coyotes.
Here, wait a minute, Lightning. Ain't we going to put down the feedback first? Yes, my stomach is growling worse than a starved street, Charlie.
I got some bread and cheese in my pack. We'll eat it on trail.
Oh, that's good.
What about it, Prentice? Can you give us any clue to the hombres that's been doing this dirty work?
I'm afraid not, Marshal. All I know is that the gold shipments ain't coming through from the mine in Hernandez. Of course, I've got my suspicions.
What kind of suspicions?
Well, I don't like to gab about a man behind his back, Marshal, but... well, this new fella up to the mines, Jeff Allen, has been acting mighty suspicious lately.
Yeah? What's his business?
He's the new field boss at Hernandez in charge of shipping the gold.
I see. You kind of figure Allen's responsible for seeing to it that the gold don't get here, huh?
Well, I ain't sure. But all I know is them shipments were never held up till Jeff Allen was appointed field boss. What's more, Allen and me are the only ones who know when the gold's coming through.
Mm. Well, guess me and Whitey better hop along and take a gander at Mr. Allen. What trail do we take?
Well, there's only one trail you can take, Marshal, and that's through the mountain.
I see.
And take a guide with you, and when you get to Hernandez, keep your eye peeled. My hunch is that Jeff Allen knows more about them murders and the stolen gold than he's admitting.
And we must be halfway to Hernandez by now. That is, providing Pedro, the guide up ahead there, sure he knows the trail.
Well, Pedro knows the trail, all right, Lightning. He tell me he used to ride it for the mining company before the gold was stolen.
That's so.
Say, you got an idea who's doing it, Lightning?
No, Whitey, I ain't. Our friend Prentice wasn't much help.
Signore!
What is it, Pedro?
This is place, Signore, where El Bandito kill guard and steal gold.
Well, I want to give this place a look, see. Maybe there's a clue to the jasper that's been doing all this killing and stealing.
Oh.
What you got there, Whitey?
Don't go in the find no Lightning. Just a piece of silver, I reckon.
Let me look at it. Well, you old polecat. That's a bullet. Silver bullet.
Silver bullet?
I don't blame you, though, for not recognizing it. Ain't a shooting iron manufactured nowadays that'll fire a slug like this. Hmm. Innocent-looking plaything, ain't it?
The silver bullet, senor. It is the same bullet El Bandito used to kill El Capitan of the gold train.
Yeah? So, that's a story, eh? First time I heard of a killer using a silver bullet. But it puts a mighty interesting light on...
Mother,
down, come
door!
Down.
No, get down here.
Get the cover, quick! That's where the shooting's coming from, Whitey. Over there behind that rock. See the smoke?
Oh, I see it, the sneaking skunk. I show him something. Oh, missed him, by golly.
There he goes. Look at him hightail it out of there.
Well, I get them for sure this time.
Too late, Whitey. He's ducked out of sight. I'd give a week's pay to get a peek at that Jasper's face. Steady, thunder. Come on. Let's hit the trail. We got some tall riding to do.
Come on, boy. You think the fella knows who we are, Lightning?
That's just what I'm thinking. There's only one hombre knows we have taken the trail to Hernandez today. Unless my guess is plumb local, Whitey. The snake that's been aiming to kill us is our friend Prentice.
Arriving in Hernandez, Jim and Whitey went immediately to the office of Jeff Allen.
I'm mighty glad you've come, Marshal. If anybody can get at these murdering yellow bellies, you're the one.
Thanks, Mr. Allen. After providing target practice for one of them this afternoon, I'm just itching to lay hands on that gang.
Oh, that goes for me too, by golly.
Tell me, Mr. Allen, you ever seen the likes of this before?
I sure have, Marshal.
Yeah?
With a silver bullet. The same kind of slug that's been used to murder the leader of the pack train every time the gold is stolen. And they're always located clean through the heart.
You mean, Minister, that Jasper must be a dead shot, all right.
I tell you, Marshal, the Jasper that's the brains of this gang ain't no ordinary killer. Every time a shipment is held up, them Mexicans of mine hightail it out of the mountain, a blabbering about evil spirits dressed like ghosts with grinning skulls on their chest.
Yeah?
Yeah. By the time I heard them back, the gang's removed for the gold.
I see. You never met up with these gun-toting ghosts yourself, did you, Mr. Allen?
No, Marshal, I didn't. My job is to stay here and supervise the camp. But if we can't get the gold through to Youngsville, there ain't no sense in mining it. I'm taking the next shipment through myself.
Yeah? When you're planning your next shipment?
Thursday.
Thursday? That's 2 days away.
Huh?
Does Prentice know about it?
What? Well, sure. He knows every time I ship the gold.
Tell me, Mr. Allen, has there ever been any bad blood between you and Prentice?
Oh, I wouldn't call it that, Marshal. He was just a mite put out because I was appointed field boss up here instead of him, that's all.
I see.
Hey, you ain't suspecting Prentice?
No, I ain't suspecting nobody yet. One last question, Mr. Allen.
Huh?
Do you know of an hombre in this part of the country that collects Spanish antiques?
You mean family heirlooms and stuff like that?
That's it. Jewels, you know, old furniture. Maybe even guns that were used a couple of centuries ago.
Matter of fact, I do, Marshal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don Felipe Ramirez, his name is. And to hear him talk, he's got the finest collection of Spanish antiques in the country.
Where does this Don Felipe hang out, Miss Allen?
He lives in that big rancho up there on the hill. But you can generally locate him at the Café La Casa Ora.
Thanks. Come on, Whitey. Let's pay a little visit to La Casa Ora. See that dark, sinister-looking Spaniard at that table over there, Whitey?
You mean the Yeager with the long sideburns and the black mustache?
Yeah, that's one. That's Don Felipe Ramirez. I had the bartender point him out. Come on, we'll go over and introduce ourselves. I got me an idea, Whitey. Good evening, Senor Ramirez.
Well,
my name is Jim.
Senor.
This is my assistant, Ben Olson.
Pleased to meet you.
Senores, what can I do for you?
Senor Ramirez, I'm the purchasing agent for a wealthy antique collector in San Francisco. His name I'm not at liberty to disclose. My client has heard of your excellent collection of Spanish antiques, and he sent me down here to make you an offer.
Your client is a wise man, senor. My collection is famous all over the West.
Yes.
Many of my pieces have been bequeathed to me by my ancestors.
Well, that's so.
Well, sure.
Then you'll show us your collection, Don Felipe?
Oh, mis amigos, it is such a pity you have traveled so far for nothing. My collection, it is not for sale.
Oh, that's too bad.
However, maybe you like I show it to you, eh?
Sure would.
Sure, come, senores. We go to my rancho. I show you something you will not forget.
We Will Don Felipe's collection of antiques betray the identity of the mysterious bandit killer? We'll follow the two marshals on their adventures in just a moment. And now for part two of the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim and the Silver Bullet. Masquerading as purchasing agents for a wealthy antique collector, Lightning Jim and Whitey have been invited by Don Felipe Ramirez to see his collection of Spanish heirlooms. We join them now at Don Felipe's rancho.
Well, senores, what do you think of Don Felipe's collection, eh?
Well, sir, that's the most complete collection of Spanish antiques I've ever seen.
You order, so.
That's a mighty interesting pair of silver-mounted pistols hanging over the fireplace, Don Felipe. Mind if I take a look at them?
Do not touch them, senor. Huh? Do not touch. Why, I am so sorry. I do not mean to be rude, senor, but these pistols, they are my most prized possession. Very old and brittle. If you touch them, they fall apart.
Oh, well, they look strong enough to shoot.
Nevertheless, senor, you will not take them from the wall.
Senor.
You wish to see me, Pancho?
Si, senor Ramirez.
Pardon, senores.
Senor Princess, he waits for you in the office.
Gracias. You will excuse me, senores. There is a matter I must attend.
That's all right, Don Felipe.
Hey, I take your time.
Big Whitey, we gotta act fast.
Hey, what you going to do, Lightning?
I'm gonna have a look at them pistols that Don's so anxious about. I got a hunch the gun that fired this silver bullet you picked up on the trail is right on this way.
You did not say you to come to the rancho only when I sent for you.
Now, don't worry, boss. Nobody saw me. I sneaked in through the secret passage. Sergeant had to come to warn you.
To warn me?
Yeah. I had a visit this morning from two United States Marshals. Lightning Jim Whipple and Whitey Larson. They're in Hernandez right now investigate them holdups we pulled off.
Why you not come tell me this morning?
Because I was following Whipple as far as the divide. Tried to slug him, but he...
Yes. What do these Lightning Jim look like?
Well, he's a two-fisted buckaroo. Tall, rangy. They say he can pull a gun faster than a rattler can strike. Whitey the Swede is a...
Swede? One of those is a Swede?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong, boss?
Wait. Come here. Now, look. Look through those cracks in the door and tell me what you see.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. That's Lightning Jim Whipple and Whitey Larson, the two marshals I've been telling you about.
So, they think to make those fools of Don Felipe, eh? We will see.
You suppose they suspect you of stealing the golden coconut guard?
Of course they suspect, you fool. Come with me while I get a gun. I will show the Senor Weeper what it means to make the joke with Don Felipe.
Look, Whitey,
how oiled and shiny these pistols are. They've been in the Don's family for hundreds of years, all right. But I'm wagering they've been fired as recently as last week. Hand me that silver bullet.
You wear this lightning. See if the silver bullet fits in them, the pistols. Where they proves that Don Felipe killed the guard and stole the gold and that they
would. Yeah, it would prove the bullet was fired from the Don's pistol, Sweaty. But it wouldn't prove the Don pulled the trigger. That's what we've got to prove.
Yeah. There, the gun's all right. Just luckily the silver bullet into them barrels. No. See? See, I found something too. Look here in this pistol box and the mantel.
Shh. You sure have, partner? A sharpshooter's medal. According to Jeff Allen, each of them guards died with a silver bullet clean through his heart.
Yeah.
Only a super marksman handling these irons could have done that. And this medal testifies that Don Felipe is just the kind of a sharpshooter that we've been looking for.
You are very smart, Senor Weevil. Keep your hands up, Senor.
Look out for him, boss. He's grazed lightning on the draw.
It's about time you hoisted your true colors, Prentice. Next time you aim to kill me, I hope your shooting's a powerful lot sharper than it was back there on the trail.
There ain't gonna be no next time for you, Whipple. Your number's up right now.
That is talk enough. You will be so kind to give me those pistols and the silver bullets, Senor Weevil. Gracias, Senor Prentice. You will take away the guns of the prisoner.
You bet I will, boy.
That is good. Now, amigos, you will go as I direct. The Senor Weevil is a lover of rare antiques, Senor Prentice. Maybe in my underground chamber of horrors, we will find some little instrument of torture with which to amuse him, eh?
Late that night, Lane Prentice and Don Felipe hold a conference in the Spaniard's private office.
You seem nervous.
Well, I am. They're United States government men, and when they're missed...
You underestimate Don Felipe, senor. Our friends, the marshal, will be gone pronto like the wind. I have the way of making men disappear, the way I've been bequeathed to me by my ancestors. When will the gold be shipped again?
Thursday. That's 2 nights from now. Jeff Allen's aiming to take the shipment through himself.
I think you do not like those, Senor Allen, huh?
You're thinking straight, boss. I've been aching to get even with that double-crossing polecat ever since he had himself appointed field boss instead of me. It'll be a pleasure to see you put that silver bullet in his heart, Thursday.
Maybe, senor, you like it better if the gold is shipped tomorrow, huh? Then, though, Senor Allen, you have one day less to live.
Hey, that'll be great. How are you going to fix it?
I myself can do nothing, senor. But I think maybe we persuade the Senor Weevil to arrange it for us, huh? Listen closely, amigo.
Why do you wake up? Take the sleep out of your eyes, partner. We got work to do.
Where are we, lightning?
Well, judging from the wicked-looking irons hanging from the rafters, I'd say we was in Don Felipe's private torture chamber.
Jump in here, Minnie. Let's get off there.
You ain't forgetting that Don chained us to the wall last night, are you, partner?
I think you forget, all right, lightning.
What's the matter?
I've been sleeping on some kind of an old weapon. It looks like a short iron spear.
Better hang on to it, Whitey. If we can trick Prentice or the Spaniard into coming close enough to us, it might come in handy.
I use the trick if we get the chance, I tell you.
Say, Whitey, take a gander at that rope hanging on the wall over there.
I see. That's marked with skull and bones on the front.
Yeah, a death's head. Just like Jeff Allen said, scared the fight out of his Mexicans. Made him deserve the gold that was supposed to be guarding.
Well, I guess that proves that Don is the thief, all right?
Yeah, but it still don't prove that Don killed the guards. Somebody's coming. Probably the Spaniard apprentice. Sit on that iron thing you got and be ready. I got a hunch we can use it to make a break. If you see an opening, give me a nod, all right?
Buenos dias, senores. You sleep well, huh?
Sure. Personally, I like sleeping in irons better than on a feather mattress.
Our friend has the sense of humor, Senor Prentice.
He laughs out of the other side of his mouth before we're through with him, boss.
Oh, si, senor. Now we make the banter joke, eh? Si. Give those pen and paper to the Senor Weevil.
Sure, boss.
Now, senor, you will write what I tell you.
Well, you'll have to unlock these irons first. Man can't write with his hands tied.
Oh, si, bueno. Unlock the chains from the senor's wrist, Senor Prentice.
You better watch him. He's greased lightning.
You will address the letter to the Senor Jeff Allen. Write the following, amigo. Gang tipped off. You plan to ship gold tomorrow. Ship gold tonight. And trick them. I will join you later. No, Senor Whipple, you will sign it.
No, Ramirez. Whipple. Jeff Allen's taking the gold to himself. If I send him this note, it'll be the same as sending him to his death.
That is the joke, amigo. You are not amused, eh? If you do not sign the note, Senor, I make you to laugh with the torture my ancestors used.
I'm not a fool, Don Felipe. You're just army enough to do it. All right. I'll sign.
You are one smart man, Senor. I give this note with your silver bullet to Pancho to take to those Senor Allen. Then he will be positive it come from you. Senor Prentice, you lock him up while I go send the message.
I'll do that with pleasure.
Hasta luego, amigo. I will wait for you tonight at Limestone Rock. Let us hope for much gold, eh? Adios, senores.
Well, Marshal, what do you suppose the Attorney General will say when you tell him you've been spending your valuable time dressed up in chains like a hound dog, if you live? Here, let me lock up them hands of yours. And don't make no wrong moves, mister. You'll get a slug out of this shooting iron.
Good work, Jeff. You came just in time.
What? Where is he?
Nice work, Whitey.
You're
late. Tossing that iron bar on the floor. Made him turn around just long enough for me to crack him on the head with these handcuffs.
Jiminy, you are greased lightning, all right.
We got to work fast. Here's the key for your cage.
Yo.
Now, Whitey, slip into this cold cat's clothes and get him into yours. I'll explain my plans while you're changing.
All right, you're the boss, lightning.
When you get into Prentice Dud's, hightail it as fast as you can to Jeff Allen.
Yo.
Tell him the note I wrote's a frame-up. But to ship the gold tonight, just like the note says.
Oh, yes, sir.
And tell him to be sure to wear this under his shirt when he takes the shipment through.
What is that, Lightning?
It's an antique chain breastplate found on the floor. When you get to Jeff Allen, ask him to round up a posse for you and surround Limestone Rock. But instruct your men not to open fire on the gang till Don Felipe lets loose with that silver bullet at Jeff.
I finish changing the clothes now, Lightning.
Good. You just lift this coyote and lock him in your chair.
What are you going to do, Lightning?
I'm gagging this poor cat and then laying him on his belly so Don Felipe will think he's asleep face down.
What you going to do while I'm gone?
I'm staying here and checking the evidence, Whitey. You can expect me tonight at Limestone Rock.
But suppose Don Felipe come back?
That's just why you got to stay here, Whitey. If Don Felipe came back and found us gone, he'd hightail it out of here. We wouldn't have no proof that he was the Jasper who done the killing. We gotta let him go through with the holdup and catch him in the act of trying to kill Jeff Allen.
Sure, I see, no.
But get going. You ain't got no time to lose.
Lightning Jim, pretending to be chained and handcuffed, awaits the coming of Don Felipe.
Oh, I see my two brave law eagles are still in their nest.
Yes, Don, we know when we're licked. But if we ever get out of here...
That you will never do, Marshal. When I return with the gold from this holdup, I have plans for you and your deputy. My ancestors have bequeathed me not only a heritage of fine weapons, but a knowledge of how to dispose of those who, annoy us.
Yeah, we take a lot of killing, Don. And if you do torture us to death, just remember there's more United States Marshals where I come from, and they'll get...
You gringos, you're not clever enough to catch me, senor. No, I shall see that the chains of you and your deputy are good and secure.
Now, look here, Don. Now, have a little mercy, can't you? My deputy's worn out worrying about what you're going to do to us. He just fell asleep. Now, let him sleep, won't you?
Muy bien. I am sure Senor Prentice chained you both well. He's very afraid of your reputation, Marshal. Bueno, I go now to gather a little more gold for my storeroom, which, as you all already know to your sorrow, is filled with the gold shipments which are so mysteriously disappeared. Just like you will do when I return.
So the masquerade was successful, and unaware of the trap that Lightning Jim had set for him at Limestone Rock, the Spaniard donned his weird white robe with a grinning death's head and rode to meet the gold train. Releasing himself from his chains, Lightning Jim trailed him and joined Whitey in concealment behind a huge boulder.
Men all primed for the fight, Whitey.
Hey, oh, Lightning, they got the Don and his thieving coyotes surrounded. And they're just itching for me to give them the word.
Listen.
By golly, Lightning, here comes the pack train, no?
It's the gold train, all right. There's Alan riding around the bend. Look, Whitey, the Spaniard. See him standing on that rock?
Jumping in, Lightning. He's aiming to kill Mr. Alan with the silver bullet.
Hush, hold your fire, Whitey. Alan's got on the chain armor. We've got to give the Spaniard the first shot. Here it is. Turn your wolves loose, Whitey.
All right, boys. Start firing.
Put down that pistol, Ramirez.
Why, you see, Whipple. You're more clever than I thought. You escaped my chains, but you will not escape my silver bullet.
Look out, Lightning!
My compliments, Senor Whipple. Never have I seen a caballero so lightning fast on the draw.
We got him. I surrendered. You all right, my son?
Sure thing, Mr. Allen. Don's bullet didn't even nick me. And now I can prove that Don Felipe is the man who's been killing your guard.
Well, that, Senor Marshal, is one thing you cannot prove.
Oh, yes, I can, Don Felipe. And that's why I only wounded you and didn't shoot you through your black heart. I'm saving you for a little rope trick used by Uncle Sam. Not so bad as torture, but just as effective in disposing of those who annoy you. Hope you said, Alan. Let me see that chain breastplate you're wearing.
Yes, a chain armor. You are clever, Senor Marshal.
There you are, Marshal. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the silver bullet that was fired at you just a few minutes ago. There it is. Like all the other fancy shooting, this one's embedded right over the heart. If Whitey hadn't brought you this armor to wear, you'd be pushing up daisies now.
Dad burned if I wouldn't.
And so ends another thrilling adventure in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy Whitey Larson.